Long before Nashville police officer Andrew Dahlke stands trial on a murder charge in the 2018 death of Daniel Hambrick, a tug of war is underway to try to shape public perception of the case. Across the country, trials for police officers have shown that some amount of spin is to be expected from attorneys and activists. But WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports efforts to sway public opinion can make it harder to seat a jury and to hold a fair trial.
Nashville has not seen a case like this. A police officer charged with first-degree murder for a fatal on-duty shooting. Nor has the city seen its police union, the Fraternal Order, go on the offensive, not content to let the court process play out. Fiery comments have become the norm from FOP President James Smallwood. He often criticizes the city prosecutor as being politically motivated for charging Officer Dahlke. And then they launched an online ad campaign and website, truthaboutdahlke.com.
We're trying to get as much information out there to the community as we can, and we're going to be spending probably thousands of dollars on every ad to try and get the truth out there in the community.
The site tells the FOP's version of the truth, emphasizing that Daniel Hambrick was a convicted felon with a loaded gun, and the website says he pointed it at the officer. That part isn't supported by available video, but it's what Dahlke told investigators.
If we're going to operate on the presumption that police officers aren't telling the truth when they give statements, I think we need to change the way we do business completely.
We, of course, don't have proof of him pointing it at the officer, or else that would have been on their website, I'm sure.
Bridget Johnson is a private investigator and the managing editor of Homeland Security Today, an online news site that covers law enforcement. As an observer of police trials, she's not surprised by the FOP, but questions whether the tone of their campaign is effective.
I guess brash would be a word. It's very in your face. I would expect it to have a little more content. I mean, I'm like trying to click through on some of these themes, but apparently it's just the one page.
The FOP is trying to tap into a sentiment found in a national poll that almost two-thirds of Americans agree with the statement that there's a war on the police. And most believe police officers use force only when necessary. But that same poll also found the public thinks officers generally are not held accountable when there is misconduct. That contradiction often surfaces in the battle for public opinion ahead of police trials. In Chicago, activists and attorneys often held dueling press conferences.
Our patients have been fully exhausted. It's time for this man to face the music, and we demand that a trial be set.
This is a case that can't be tried in the streets. It can't be tried in the media.
In Baltimore, things got personal.
The comments made today about our officers by Ms. Mosby were outrageous and uncalled for and simply not true.
For those that believe that I'm anti-police, it's simply not the case. I'm anti-police brutality.
It's clear in Nashville that there are efforts to sway opinion before Dahlke goes to trial. Why it matters is that there's a chance that all the bluster will spill into the courtroom, says Jeffrey Erdangen. He's the director of the Center for Criminal Defense at Northwestern University.
And a lawyer should not engage in that type of conduct if it would pose a serious threat to the fairness of the proceeding.
Attorneys in the Dahlke case have traded some barbs, raising the possibility of more serious conflicts. Erdangen says it's up to the judge to keep them in line. He says the biggest risk is that pretrial fighting and news coverage makes it harder to find impartial jurors.
You're probably going to have to ask three or four or five times the number of citizens to appear for jury duty for this case, because there's going to be so many people who've heard about it.
Or if the jury pool gets tainted, the trial could be moved to another county, although Erdangen says that's rare. It's logistically complicated and takes time and money. Already, there are efforts to tamp down on pretrial publicity in Nashville. A judge sealed all court filings in the run-up to trial. That should limit what potential jurors will know beforehand. That doesn't, however, prevent all the sniping. Just this week, the Fraternal Order of Police sent its latest missive, an open letter to District Attorney Glenn Funk. It linked to his 1982 yearbook photo, which included a Confederate flag. The FOP implied Funk doesn't understand the concept of bias. They invited him to the police academy for a free lesson. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.